forged from greatness and an iconoclastic passion comes Rodman by Aloha Sun. This impressive 20,000 puffs disposable vape, inspired and endorsed by Dennis Rodman himself, features a slick dual texture design for a better grip, a chewy rubber mouthpiece for easier mouth to device contact, and a USB-C fast charging plus an efficient LED indicator so you can keep score of battery and juice levels. Easily adjust airflow using the switch at the base of the device, and you're all set to take the world on like a champ. Available in 14 unique flavors with bestsellers like Waterman, Blue Raz, and Cool Mint, and a one-of-a-kind flavors like Asahi Berry and Strawberry Ropes, Rodman delivers both quality and quantity. Now also available in nicotine pouches like Zyn, but tastier. Go to Rodman9K.com to get your head in the game with Rodman 20K. Disposables and nicotine pouches. As a special deal for our listeners, Rodman by Aloha Sun is offering 20% off your first purchase with the code DRINKBRO. Again, that's 20% off with the code DRINKBRO.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. It's going to be that time of year. We're start depositing more and more into my accounts because I'm betting on things throughout the summer that I shouldn't.
What's right the now. Point?
I don't know.
Like to life.
I don't know. I thought that on Sunday, dude, watching that golf tournament. What is it?
Well,
that's your biggest joy is golf. And
yeah.
Now we got a guy who's winning literally every single week, and the odds are already 2-1, so you're not really winning anything there.
Right. And he doesn't even get behind far enough to get good odds on him.
No.
I think the best odds you could have got Saturday is when he made triple, and he was still minus 120.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, when he tripled and tied, he was tied for the lead. He was down to minus 120.
Okay.
And then he, shortly after, was minus 350.
Yeah, I mean, look, and Bob, I'll get to you in a second here. With golf, that was my sixth second place finish over the year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I had seven, and that was through the entire year. We're only in June, and I've got six number twos.
I do appreciate dominance, though. So Scott is getting more and more interesting as a person.
Yes.
The footage came out
yep.
of him at the police station.
He needed that arrest, I think, what to make him interesting.
What he did to that man's pants,
yeah.
I'll never unsee that photograph.
No, you sure won't. You sure won't. What happened to the pants? Did we see the pants?
I mean, they were ripped beyond repair.
Beyond repair.
Were they really? Or no?
$80 pants.
Yeah, no. No, I read the report, but I didn't see the pants.
As someone who backs the blue, it was sickening. I did vomit.
Okay.
At seeing those pants.
It was bad?
Yeah.
It was that bad?
How bad was it? How bad were the pants?
I mean, imagine if a human being had their stomach ripped out,
mm-hmm.
but it's pants.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, just
yeah.
sickening.
Yeah.
A sickening sight.
Blood. Shit, come. What was on the pants exactly?
It was just gone. It was just, you know, it's like Saving Private Ryan. That guy's spilling, guts are spilling
yeah, yeah.
out. Like his stomach's just open.
Opening
was,
20
the pants
minutes.
Were just open, torn, mm-hmm. torn mm-hmm. open.
Opening 20 was, of Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Just, it was a disgusting sight.
Yeah.
But Scottie Scheffler's a bad boy now.
The funniest part of the video, though, was I didn't know you were the number one player in the world.
Is that what he said?
The cop did, yeah.
Come on, man.
He's like, you don't carry yourself like that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I got to show you the footage after this.
Oh, I'd love
to
see it.
He was being too humble?
Yeah.
He's
like, they're like, you're too casual to be the number one golfer in the world.
After I saw the first set of footage that came out, what was it, a week and a half ago? I checked out of the story. It was a non-story after that.
Oh, the footage of him actually at the police station is hilarious.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is he just a cool guy?
Yeah. Scotty just seems to be like very chill.
Is he stretching? He said he stretched in jail.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just doing his, you know.
And the cops said that to him?
Mm-hmm.
No shit. And what was his response to that?
He was just like, yeah, that's just who I am. Like,
I don't know, man. What do you want me to fucking
say? Dude from Dallas. He's very nice. He's a family guy.
Christian.
He's never going to run into like the Tiger issue.
No, no, for sure.
He ain't going to fuck around.
Yeah,
he's got God on his side.
Yeah, he's not going to drag his dick through.
He's not going to get two in a lift in because he doesn't work out.
No need. Is there a need?
No.
If you're playing like this, is there a need to do anything other than what you're doing?
So he's made so much money that I believe Ted Scott is caddy this year, just for the percentage of the pot that he gets from Scotty. I believe it's like a top 30 or 40 guy in the world.
Okay. So I saw a stat that he'd already won $27 million just on the course.
Yeah. So you take what? Like,
and that's not including endorsements.
Who knows what, like 10% maybe for Ted Scott? So Ted Scott's made that much as a caddy this year?
$2.7
million. Solid. Solid.
Oh my God, man.
That's making more than, like, I don't know, quite a few baseball players, like professional baseball players. Oh, like anyone who is not off their, like, rookie contract and arbitration or whatever, he's making more than any baseball player like that, basically.
That's a quarter of the Marlins' entire salary for their team, man.
He won the Players. He won at Augusta. He won at Memorial. I mean, he's won at Heritage. Did he win? Is it five of eight now? 5 of 8 now.
And if he doesn't miss that 5-footer, if he doesn't miss that 5-footer, it could be 6 of 8.
Yeah, I don't think he needed the Houston Open, though. He's there for prestige. He's not there for the Houston Open.
My God, man. But betting on it, it's tough. Like, I had the Duker on Sunday, and there was opportunities for him to win, for sure. So it wasn't like Scotty just blew all these people away. Other people just can't handle the pressure on Sunday against this
Memorial is playing tough, too. And if you looked at everybody coming through 16, 17, 18, it was just like bogey, bogey, bogey. I had Victor Perez for a top 10, and he was firmly in the top 10 the entire day until he bogeyed 17 and 18 and bummed me. So that was cool.
It's a tough course. I've been there a million times.
It's not like fun to watch, though.
No. And it's not really like in person. There's nothing spectacular about it. They've got cool,
crowd
tents and suites and all that stuff. But you're right. It's not a sexy course. We were like, okay, cool, man. We got this one hole in the middle of the water. What's going to happen? We can all sit on 17. They don't have that there.
Pinehurst this weekend should be fun. It's a top 5 course in the country.
And it's a major?
Number 2. It's the U.S. Open.
The hardest open.
Apparently no win this week. So maybe Colin's a good play this week.
No. I'm not doing that. I'm not fucking doing that again. But all these sports, just looking at it over the weekend, it's just dominance, dominance, dominance. Hard to watch. We'll go to Bob. We'll go to tennis. I know you're a big tennis fan, so am I. French Open. Mm-hmm. Iga won it again. So what is it, 5 majors now for her?
I mean, yeah, Iga Swiatek's a fucking animal at this point. I do think Coco could take her on a different surface, but...
It was 6-2, 6-1.
Yeah, but it's... That doesn't mean anything on a different surface. Like, Coco is a better grass player than clay player, but that's her second French Open finals, so she's a pretty good fucking clay player. Mm-hmm. Like, most people, that's the pinnacle of their career, and she's just, like, kind of waltzing she was semifinals, but still, like, that's a great finish for her. But yeah, Iga Swiatek is it right now.
And on the men's side, once Joker went down with injury, it was Alcaraz or nothing. Now, that guy did push him to 5 sets, so it eventually got interesting. But he was up 2-0, and I checked out of it.
No. Alcaraz blew the second set.
Oh, he blew it. Okay.
Or blew the third set. I'm sorry. Okay. So it was, yeah. So,
When it was 2-0,
it was never 2-0.
I turned it off. I was like, Alcaraz is going to win this.
Yeah, Zverev went up 2-1. And Alcaraz won the first set. Zverev went up 2-1, and then Alcaraz just fucking came back and smacked him.
It's a big time for Spanish athletes.
Dude, don't bet against a Spaniard on clay, or unless he's playing in Italian. The real championship was the semifinal between Sinner and Alcaraz, even though I love Zverev is probably my favorite non-Djokovic player on the tour right now, but Alcaraz seems like he's the dude. He's got a championship on every surface now. The only thing he hasn't won is the U.S. Open, I think. He won the Australian, he won Wimbledon, and he won the French, so... He's one fucking major away from a Grand Slam, and he's like 20,
yeah,
which is insane. Like, that doesn't happen.
No, and Djokovic has got probably fucking, I don't know how much, 2 years left, 3 years left tops.
He's looking real dicey.
He's 38.
Yeah.
So
had to withdraw. So there was a lot of complaints. So this French Open about the surface being fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Djokovic complained and then eventually had to withdraw with a knee injury, but he was complaining during his matches, like. Slipping and stuff like that. And then Alcaraz during the final was like, this isn't clay. This is a fucking hardcore. Like, I guess the surface is really hard or something like that.
Yeah.
He was complaining that the surface is all fucked up. So we'll see what happens. I think Djokovic's best chance to get any more majors is Wimbledon. I think hard court and clay requires too much endurance.
Well, isn't he out of Wimbledon now or no?
I haven't seen that he was out of Wimbledon. I think he withdrew. He should be okay.
Because he's getting knee surgery. He talked about playing in the Olympics, which is also in France. So I'm not really sure. Wimbledon's usually now-ish, right?
It's at the end of the month. It starts at the end of the month.
What do they do with the Olympics, I guess, this year?
The Olympics are in the middle of it. So this is anytime the Olympics go on, there's five majors.
Uh-huh.
Technically, the Olympics being the fifth major. So like a career, I forget what they call it. There's like a career Grand Slam, and then it's like a Super Slam or something, like which even fewer people have. Like Andre Agassi has it, but whatever his name doesn't. Pete Sampras does. Very few people have it. Serena has it, but like almost no one has the fifth major, the Olympics or whatever.
He wants it because he said he wants to play, and that's his surgery should allow him to do it.
Kind of what fucked him in 2021 is that he tried to play through the Olympics, and it was in Japan where it was like hot as balls. He ended up losing, I think, in the final and that, and then couldn't even with dog shit in the U.S. Open. And yeah, but he wants to do it again because I think he wants to get
the career.
Whatever the fuck it's called. He should be. I'm not seeing that he's not going to be in Wimbledon, but he's going to fucking push himself. All but ruling him out of Wimbledon. Fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. He's not going to win another one this
year.
What
was it? His meniscus?
His knee, something like
that. Yeah, his
knee. If he can't play Wimbledon.
38.
If he can't play Wimbledon,
yeah.
I don't like him on hard court. And the Olympics is usually hard court, unless it's. Or actually,
the U.S. Open's in hard court.
Yeah,
so.
Actually, the Olympics is in Paris, so they'll probably play it. It'll be a clay tournament again.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, it'll be because when the Olympics was in London, it was a grass tournament.
Okay.
So, because they played it at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're going to play it at Roland Garros again, I have to assume.
That'd be
so
fun
to
watch.
It's another clay tournament, which means.
Who knows? I don't think he'll win the U.S. Open.
He won't.
Just
There's
because
no
of his age. Alcaraz will probably win that. And then he'll be the dude after that.
Alcaraz is the fucking dude. If Alcaraz wins the U.S. Open this year, he's it. He's the fucking dude.
Yeah. And then you're kind of hoping for maybe one more out of Joker, and we'll see what happens.
So right now he's still tied with Margaret Court. No one's gotten 25. He should have been the one to get 25, but now it's looking less and less likely.
One more is all he needs.
Yeah, one more. So he's technically has the most in the Open era because Margaret Court won one prior to the Open era, which is like saying, you know, you won the World Series before integration, or you won an NFL championship before the Super Bowl, right? Or you won an NBA championship before they merged with the ABA. So it's kind of like an iffy title, but.
Yeah. All eyes are on that. And then Celtics over the weekend. Man, this series has been not close. Last night was a push, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody who subscribed to Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook, I always post my bets on there. It was +7. I don't know why they didn't foul at the end, and it dribbled it out, and thank God, or else I would have lost. But for real, they dribbled out the last 18 seconds.
Right. Yeah.
Very, very shocked by that. Otherwise, it would have been 9 and
above.
Scariest
part is Tatum's been ass.
Tatum hasn't been great. Kyrie, though, hasn't been great. So
Kyrie's been bad, too.
The Celtics have a complete team of 8 players that they're able to run, at least 8 to 9 on this team.
Jaylen Brown's been good. I mean, fucking Drew Holiday.
Yeah,
is a menace.
They're a machine, dude. They're just a fucking it's almost like a Spurs team, but like maybe with a better, I mean, I guess Jason Tatum's more interesting than Tim Duncan, but like it's like a Spurs team. They're just fucking top to bottom better than everyone, and you're just kind of bored.
Porzingis is a fucking monster.
If he doesn't
rim protector,
if he doesn't play, I don't know if they win this series.
Oh, because he's just a totally different dynamic protecting the rim.
Yeah. And the Mavericks just don't have a dude to line up with him.
No.
I mean, who is it? And if you go through this box score, shit, Luka's played lights out, but Kyrie's been invisible.
PJ Washington turned into a pumpkin again.
Yeah. He had a decent game, I guess, 17
fine.
Points. But
these guys, the Mavs, all the dudes that were making wide open threes against the Thunder and against the Timberwolves, they just don't do it anymore.
They're missing all their shots. Where, you know, you're looking... I mean, if you're looking down this fucking Celtics lineup, Tatum at 18, Holiday at 26, White had 18, Brown had 21, Porzingis had 12. What do you do? And they're only, yeah, they're only playing eight players a game. So last game, they only played eight dudes. That was it.
You know, it's good to see an underdog story like a Boston.
Nice to see Boston get a champion. It's been a couple of years.
Like a franchise.
I didn't think they would. I mean, look, they've been favored before the season started all the way to now. They've gone wire to wire. They're 64 and 18 on the year.
I mean,
it's the best team in the NBA.
They were mostly, I feel like they were mostly the favorites just because they had the easier path in the East. But clearly, I mean, and honestly, look, like Luka and Kyrie are sweet, and that's like a fun team or whatever. But like, this is a nice draw for the Celtics. This is a better draw than the Wolves, than the Nuggets.
I think than the Nuggets. The Nuggets are a complete team as well, and I think that would have been tougher. But yeah, watching this series, it's just like, give them the trophy now. This, I mean, it just really wasn't close these last two games.
Series doesn't start until somebody wins on the road.
Yeah, well, the Mavericks didn't win on the road, so.
well, Mavs.
We'll find out when they get home.
Yeah, they got. I mean, they fucking have to win. So they probably. I think this series, it feels like a 5-game series.
It sure does. Right? Or the only other thing is if Porzingis, because towards the end of that game, he looked real hurt.
Yeah,
if he can go back out again and not play,
I'm gonna be optimistic. I think the Mavs take their home games, push it to at least 6 or 7.
Okay.
I hope at this point. Otherwise, we're gonna be sitting in mid-June with nothing left to do for about fucking. What, 80 days?
David Stern will be on the phone already making the call.
Well.
We'll see if Adam Silver has the gumption.
David Stern from heaven?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying if he was still the commissioner, he would have made the call and been like, all right, Mavs are going to win these two games. And obviously the NBA is fixed. But if Adam Silver has any type of backbone, he'll do the same thing.
Yeah, maybe.
I personally think that Adam Silver looks like the type of person who can convene with the dead. So him talking to David Stern
probably
feels
on
likely.
The phone.
Yeah,
like he looks like someone just took the robe off the Grim Reaper.
He did something because this new deal that just went down is so shocking that I don't know why they're doing it. Did you see how much the NBA just sold for? TV rights?
Something like many billions of dollars.
$76 billion.
To NBC?
To the next 8 years. It's a hodgepodge. It's NBC. Let me pull it up.
It was
here.
NBC, ESPN, not TNT.
That seems like such a waste.
Oh, Amazon.
Though.
Yes.
Nobody,
Amazon snuck in there too.
Nobody really watches regular season NBA.
I agree. Like, isn't that a weird number? Like, that's really fucking high.
Yeah, but what else does anyone watch?
Good on him. You know? Good on them for getting it.
Well, because, like, when is peak NBA, right? So obviously, no one gives a single fuck about the NBA prior to February.
Mm-hmm.
Because football's going on.
I would say Christmas.
Certainly prior to Christmas. But football's going on. You got the NFL playoffs. The NBA becomes like the primary like sport background noise in February.
Mm-hmm. But you have college.
You do. I prefer college basketball. It's just there to be there. And honestly, most of the NBA I watch is I'm just waiting for Inside the NBA on TNT to come on. Like, that's what I care about watching. I don't even like the games half the time. I don't give a fuck.
Man, it's weird here because there's more news on this. Warner's, God, is this real? Warner Brothers Discovery just bought the French Open as well.
Thank God.
So where does that go now? And I mean, with all this other shit.
Because right now the French Open is, I don't know if you realize this because I don't know how much of the early rounds you watched, but like it's impossible to watch. It's like paywalled on Peacock or Tennis Channel. And okay. Tennis Channel doesn't come with a regular cable package. It's like an add-on.
Okay.
So you can't fucking watch it. And the Australian Open, you can only watch if you want to be up at 3 in the morning. So for the first half of the year, you can barely watch tennis. Thank God they're getting the French Open on, I assume, a real channel, TNT or something like that. Because Wimbledon and the US Open are obviously pretty easy to watch there on ESPN. But...
Yeah, French Open. It says here with this deal, they said financially it made sense with them because of the European audience, which is interesting. So they didn't really give a shit about America on this one. So yeah, 11 years in the NBA, $76 billion with NBC Universal, Disney, which obviously owns ESPN and ABC, and then Amazon will be the other party there as far as rights go. I just don't like watching shit on Amazon, man.
Same.
It's a tough watch. You can't go anywhere. You can't go back and forth.
If you want to flip channels, you got to go out into a whole another app or whatever.
Another dimension
it's
for
fucking
your
terrible.
Life there.
Maybe it'll be better because what I'm used to watching on Amazon is the worst fucking NFL game of the week every single week. But it's like none of those streaming services that I can recall do sports well. Like baseball is unwatchable on Apple.
I agree. Mm,
ESPN Plus does a pretty good job.
But that's just ESPN.
Yeah.
Oh, I will say this.
I wouldn't mind if everything moved into ESPN. Just one giant sports app, and let's just get it over with.
Seriously. I do like watching the MLS on Apple. They do an oddly good job of that. But,
okay.
Man, baseball's so fucking bad on Apple TV. Like, it is one of the most disgusting things that has happened in American history, that Albert Pujols hit his 700th home run on fucking Apple TV on a Friday night. That makes me sick to my stomach. Like, 8 people saw that. More people saw it in the stadium than on television.
I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see it.
No one saw that shit.
So Adam Silver just did a presser about this, and the first question that was asked, ironically, was not about the deal itself. It was about whether or not inside the NBA would be able to be retained. You can't on 3 different networks. No, it's impossible.
If I'm TNT, I'm rolling out inside the NBA 2 nights a week, and that's just a studio show where it's like a sports center.
For anything.
Just do it, dude.
Hey, like, if you did it for everything, I'd be in.
Let's say TNT has the PGA Championship like Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Have them just do it on the PGA.
I like their NCAA halftime coverage when they do it, when those guys are... Yeah.
And they don't even know anything about college basketball.
But it doesn't matter.
They're fun to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
But why do you even need the rights? ESPN airs college or football NBA highlights for games they don't have. Just do a fucking studio show 2 days a week, 3 hours long, 2 hours long, whatever. Cut in and out of games.
Yeah. So going through this, his exact quote was, "It has been difficult. That show in particular is special. I have a close relationship with everybody who's on that show from the time they played in the league as well. And Ernie and I have been friends forever. At the same time, it's not just the talent. There's hundreds of longtime people." That's right. I forgot about their entire studio crew. Those guys have been there for how many years?
Like 30.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. And they're all down in Atlanta. I know where that studio is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they still have.
Wow. Yeah. Shit.
Turner still has baseball rights and hockey rights. Because they have baseball and hockey still for like the playoffs and shit like that. So that studio will presumably still get some work. But.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Not on a weekly basis like that, because you usually hire crews on weekly basis or a year like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They do have
regular season NHL, so they would still have that, but they don't really do regular season baseball. Maybe like one game a week. So yeah, that's a huge fucking gut punch for them.
It is, and it sucks, man. Because he goes on to say, traditional cable, it's not going away, but it's continuing to decrease. Let's just say it's dying. It's fine.
It's better for them to go out on top, though, right? Instead of being wheeled out like Lee Corso.
But you know what's going to happen. One of them, they'll be able to afford one of them someplace, not all of them one place, and then it's going to suck. Because it's going to be Stephen A. Smith stuck with
Charles. Sharp.
Yeah.
Trying to fucking one-up each other. And yeah, you need, it's already the perfect dynamic. Like, you've got the two straight men and the two goofy guys.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch Shaq talk to Mike Wilbon or whatever.
Ernie's the fucking glue on that show, because if you don't have him, they don't even finish one thought or conversation.
No, he's the best.
So you need Ernie too. Like, it's not like,
and Ernie's not leaving Turner.
No,
that's his home.
Well, it'll be over. Shit, it'll be over next year, because they have one more year left, and then where do they go?
Well, Ernie, I don't know. Ernie probably just stays at Turner.
Amazon. No.
Oh, what is God, he? I hope not.
Yeah, God.
I don't even like the crews on. I watched that Thursday night game. Thursday night games are already shitty on Amazon anyways, but that crew they have there with Fitzpatrick and those guys are the goddamn worst.
I thought Joe Buck did Amazon games.
Joe Buck Naked does the Monday night games
with Aikman. Wasn't he doing Thursday night for a while? Thursday night is now Herb Street and
yes.
Fowler.
Yep.
Fowler or Al Michaels?
No, it's Fowler.
No, it's Al Michaels. Al Michaels and Herb Street, correct, on Thursday nights.
Yeah,
yes.
Which is just a waste of Al Michaels. That's disgusting.
It is, because every game sucks, and then Al Michaels, in the third quarter on, just starts ripping on the game, like, over and over and over
again. Is that high? Did Fowler not call NFL games?
No. Huh. He does not.
Fowler's too busy, man.
I thought they, like, just forced them in.
No. Herb Street forced his way in. I don't know why anyone wants to listen to Herb Street talk about the NFL, but...
He's not bad. I think John Anik would be really fucking good on one of those shows as well from UFC.
Yeah.
His preparation is lights out, and he loves it. Like, he's a diehard football fan. I think he'd be really good in one of these spots. But we'll see. I asked him personally. I said, hey, would you ever do this? This is my fucking dream. It'd be great, you know?
Yeah.
Not that he doesn't have his dream job already, right, but
oh, no. Fowler
to do
calls...
one of these a week, you know, UFC's not till Saturday night. Right. He could do a Thursday night game.
Easily.
Fowler does 5 games a season for some reason.
For Amazon?
With, no, I think ESPN.
Oh, okay.
With Orlovsky and Lewis Reddick.
Oh, is it when they double up on Monday night games, maybe?
So.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Because he's already like, I mean, fuck, dude. He does all their tennis, college football, and I think something else, too. That dude doesn't stop.
He does
working.
A lot. Yeah, so does McAfee, and then so does Stephen A. Smith.
I mean, Nance does everything, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Nance started cutting back. Right?
He cut back.
Well, he's older.
He's done for what? Final Four?
Yeah,
he's
didn't
gone.
Do Final Four.
Yeah, he gave, does he do golf anymore?
Giveaways last tie at the Final Four, but no, he still does golf.
He still does golf in NFL, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get to college basketball here in a second because there's a huge story to talk about. In the meantime, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/DrinkerBros. Wrong show, Ross. It's Monday. It's Monday. Daddy went hard over the weekend. It's MyBookie.com. All right. Promo code Drinking Bros. Doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Sorry, I did get wasted this weekend. I also got a sunburn, too, on my lips. I didn't put any lotion on my fucking lips. I'm that guy today. All right, get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Live casino, man. That looks like the way to go.
It's a blast.
I'm watching really you guys. Time. It's fucking awesome, man. That might be the way to win money in the summer right now because you're not getting it on Scheffler. You're not getting it on Ego.
I'm not doing it on that show either.
No.
Well, some weeks are better than others.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys having fun?
Are we
having fun yet?
How you doing over there? How was last week for you?
I think we're down to almost triple digits on the old
from your initial deposit.
Yeah.
At one point, by the way, he was up to like 16 grand.
I think you did this in Vegas, though, too.
These are swings.
Yeah.
Just the ups and downs.
I think you were way up in Vegas, and I think somebody told you to stop, and you were like, no, and they went to bed, and
Correct. You lost it all.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. How'd you do when you were out there in real life?
Same thing.
Okay.
It's just, this is my life. I'm stuck in the same cycle of suck.
Just walk away.
I don't know how.
It's fun, guys.
It's called a vice.
MyBookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros, doubles that first deposit up to 1,000. College football odds are out, by the way. When I say odds, I mean the fucking odds for week one. Mind-altering. I mean, every single game. Georgia's minus 13.5 against Clemson. Ohio State is minus 50.5. And whoever the fuck they play. I don't even know what the game is yet because it's 3 months away. I just love that everybody's gambling already, and there's already lines for every single game for week one of college football.
Smash Georgia. They're going to 13.5. That's not enough points.
I don't know, man.
Clemson still has guys.
I think Clemson still has guys. I also think that there might be something in this portal thing. If you ride it out, I'm not going to doubt Dabo just yet. I'm not ready to do it.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't touch the portal.
I know he doesn't.
Yeah.
But is that the way or a way? Are you just doing your own recruits and then building a team? Like I'm torn on that. So I'm gonna ride it out with him.
Well, it's his way.
It is.
Our Lord and Savior.
It's Jesus' way, but still I'm gonna ride it out and see what happens this year. Because if they start to turn the corner this year without doing that, I think it's gonna change a lot of people's strategy. I mean, you're already seeing it in college basketball. Build a fucking team. And not try to get these weird one and done guys and everything else, and it might be the way. Who knows?
But Jesus technically did hit the portal.
He did
of life.
Yeah. I mean, he just but he came back.
Right.
Came back.
He just tested the waters. Yeah.
Literally, his draft stock wasn't high enough, so he came back to Jerusalem. But you can bet on all this shit right now. MyBookie.com. Use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit up to $1,000. You can't bet on Christ coming back, although that
Not
would
yet.
Be fun. Not yet.
He Just did roll the rock pretty well, though.
Yeah, he sure did. Next up, we got firstform.com/Drinking Bros. Jesus Christ, I forgot to take him today. The reason why they sit next to my desk, next to my computer, I'm dumb. You're dumb. We all forget to take our vitamins on a daily basis. First Form has got you covered here. Great box, little trap door pops open with the microfactors in it. Gives you all the essentials. Boom. For the audio listeners, I'm rubbing it against the thing. This is real. I'm actually taking this shit live on air. I take it every single day.
I'm actually impressed by how you get them all down at once.
You know,
because there's some big boy pills in there.
So I've taken vitamins throughout my life, so I'm used to it. However, no lie, this is true what I say on the show. I would always forget, or if you run out of one and then you don't have it, you're like, all right, sweet, I'm down zinc or vitamin D or whatever the fuck it is. This is just like, hey, dude, it's a pouch. You put them in your mouth, you're good to go.
It's kind of like you don't, you know, like your grandparents used to have the little Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, mm-hmm. Friday, like plastic thing so they could remember to take their medicines every day. It's like, yeah. It's like that in one pack, and then you don't have to look like a fucking incontinent, senile old person to remember your medicine. You know what I mean? You don't need your little pill tackle box that your grandma had.
We had a bunch of listeners in here Thursday or Friday, and they were like, man, they saw me taking the pills after a show or before the show, and they were like, dude, it's real. And I was like, yeah, man, I'm not gonna fucking push shit that I don't actually do. Huge fan of First Form. What's in it? Antioxidants, CoQ10s, multivitamins, fruits and veggies, EFAs, and the probiotics. I already took their liver detox this morning. Again, went super hard this weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot going on here. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros. Today, we're going to get free shipping on orders over $75 over there. Next up is bioproteintech.com. Promo code drinkingbros gets you $30 off your first order. What is it? Well, it's HGH, kids. Non-synthetic, no needles, no doctor visits. You don't even have to pick up the phone and pretend to talk to a doctor. Some weird fucking hippie out in Dripping Springs where you're like, I fucking need this thing for whatever. No. Guys, everybody over the age of 35, your hormones start to suck. Mine's been well documented on Drinking Bros. Shit, I've even had multiple doctors on. Testosterone's only part of it. HGH and the hormones that help you with growth and all that other stuff is the other half, but they're expensive as shit. Now, here's a cheaper way to do it. Go to bioproteintech.com. It's promo code DRINKINGBROS for $30 off. It's just a vial, very similar to First Form, dude. You get 30 of them, one for every day of the month. Boom, you pop it underneath your tongue. You'll feel a little sting right before night-night time, so you know that it's working. Great night's sleep, great for your skin, great for performance and sexual fucking function as well. And it's been trusted by physicians since 2009. Go to bioproteintech.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles. No, that's not right, Ross. God damn it, dude. I told you I went hard this weekend. $30 off your first order. Bioproteintech.com. $30 off your first order. And then All-Star Game is coming up, all that fun stuff. You got tickets on drinkingbrostickets.com. I've always wanted to go to the Home Run Derby. That's been a bucket list thing that I've never been able to do. Well, I want to sit in left field and catch a bunch of balls.
I mean, that's like a God-tier thing to take your kids to, I feel like.
I did too.
Like a little boy to the Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. That's
unfortunately, is anyone on the Braves going to make the All-Star team?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
We'll get into it, but I'm thinking about doing it.
Yeah,
it's in Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
When you were leaving work the other day, I was like, dude, I didn't realize it.
I forgot that too, to be honest.
Yeah, so it's in Texas this year, the All-Star Game, Home Run Derby, all that shit. It doesn't matter what you want to go to. If you want to go to Taylor Swift or the Rolling Stones right now, everything's available on drinkingbrostickets.com. Football tickets are out. College football tickets are out. All the best games are out. Shit, I just got Clemson, Georgia tickets. The only thing that pissed me off about it, it's a fucking noon game.
Yeah.
It's the best game of the weekend, and it's a noon game, dude.
Noon game
I just
on
bought them.
August
I just bought my
31st. Is that week zero or is that week one?
It's week one, and it's on Saturday, but like, who's the night game that night?
I don't even fucking know, man. That's
how do you beat Georgia Clemson? Like, I don't get it. I mean, that's dog shit. And they always do like a Monday night game for Labor Day. I want to say it's like BC versus like Notre Dame or somebody like that.
No, that's usually the Chick-fil-A kickoff, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's
usually an ACC versus SEC.
Yeah, I think it's BC. But it's not a great game.
The night game is. Yeah, I don't know, man. There's not a lot of stuff at night here.
What do we got, dude? Why would you do that on Saturday?
Western Kentucky at Alabama. Gross. Furman at Ole Miss.
Gross.
Tarleton State at Baylor.
No.
Keep going down. No. Notre Dame, A&M.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
Is that the Saturday night game?
Yeah. Why are you listing dumbass games?
I don't know, because I couldn't see anything. Yeah, Notre Dame and A&M, I guess, is the big one.
That's not bad. Is A&M supposed to have a good team this year?
They could, yeah.
Okay.
They do have a first-year head coach, though.
All right.
One of the lowest ticket for Notre Dame and A&M in a stadium that holds 100,000 people.
Yeah.
364 to sit at the top of the mountain.
Sure is, yeah. My friend. A&M, they fuck.
I'm going.
Every year they think they're going to be good. So it's a weird ticket to get.
Missouri plays there, I think, October 5th. I'm going to go to that game, so.
Yeah, they're already posting, over unders on mybookie.com of how many wins. I looked at Notre Dame's schedule. This is the first time ever, and I'm not shitting on Notre Dame fans, by the way, because your schedule every year is impossible. This year, it's an easy fucking schedule. So they're going to the playoffs this year.
They have a good chance.
They should.
With that schedule, they definitely should.
Expanded
with that
playoff.
Schedule and 12 teams,
they don't have to play a fucking.
Conference championship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They missed that extra game.
I only saw one potential loss on Notre Dame's schedule, and it was Florida State.
Yeah, probably.
And I think it's at
Florida State.
Florida
State'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they could win that game. That's not a big deal. And if you lose
to a playoff team, it's not a big deal.
I think now with the 12 team playoff, you can, especially a team like Notre Dame, can get in with who has name brand recognition, will get in with two losses.
Yes.
A two loss team, 100%. Depending on the schedule, is a bubble team at worst.
Yeah.
So That's the new reality.
What I don't want to have is these conversations of 13, okay? Don't do it. Don't even fucking send in or comment on who should be 13 and somebody got robbed at 13. No one got robbed.
Dude, they have those conversations about the NCAA tournament, and they let 68
teams in. Yeah, that's true.
It's never not going to happen.
Man. I'm excited to do it for like the Big 12. Just ride from my conference.
Why not? It's a decent conference. Who's in it? Kansas?
Who's in it?
Kansas, who has the 15th best
Oklahoma
chance
State,
to win.
Utah. Iowa State, Utah.
Utah's in
Arizona.
Conference. Arizona should be good. Arizona State's, right? Like, it's not bad.
My school.
Yeah, well.
KJ Jefferson, let's go.
Your school is fresh. I like KJ Jefferson, actually, but I think I'm the only one. But your school is frustrating because you guys have the dudes. You have the people. You have a fun place, all that other shit. I don't know what that next leap is. It's got to be funding, right? It's got to be NIL money or something for UCF.
I'm a booster.
I can figure it out.
Yeah, get rich and start donating. Yeah.
I am a booster, so.
Are you?
Yeah, I donated $100.
Well, look, it all helps, but.
Does it?
When you're doing it.
I feel like I just threw $100 away, but I do worse every week on the gambling show, so.
Yeah, so who cares? We're going to switch on over to college basketball here. Got some breaking news for you. Thank God this happened. Hurley just turned down the Lakers and stays at UConn.
Oh, I knew that was going to happen. I told you, dickhead. I said, you don't have a press conference tell your ex-girlfriend you leave.
Yeah. Did you guys have something going on before the show?
No, it was just
I was
like,
just saying Hurley's going to have a press conference and then leave for the Lakers. If anything, he probably got an extension.
He sure did. I love this. I like Hurley in general, and I would like to see him dominate in college and keep that going.
He's going
to. I just don't know why you would want this job.
So this reminded me of LeBron does this sometimes, and I feel like this had to be driven by LeBron. What it reminded me of is
it's all driven by LeBron.
Yeah, oh yeah,
every year.
If you remember,
but
there was this little period of time where he got really obsessed with like Euro basketball, mm-hmm. and then he convinced the Cavs, I think, to bring in David Blatt.
Oh, yeah,
as
yeah,
their
yeah.
coach, because he was a really good fucking coach in Europe.
Yeah.
And people
He was a good coach for the Cavs.
He was fine, yeah. But and then LeBron got bored of him. So now I think LeBron, maybe because his kid is playing college basketball, is kind of enamored with college basketball right now. And he's like, bring in this guy. He's the best fucking guy. And
but I think you go to Dan Hurley if you move on from LeBron.
I do, too.
Like, that's the hire if you're like, all right, fine, LeBron's not going to stay with the Lakers.
I agree. If LeBron wasn't there and Rich Paul wasn't controlling this team, then I would say yes. Even if they were rebuilding, great. So you got some young talent, and maybe you could draft one of these guys out of UConn, you know, that he could start with.
Yeah.
Then it's a like the Knicks, you know, when Villanova. You got some dudes who know each other. You're able to develop some chemistry, get some other people. But with a 40-year-old LeBron, and then you got AD, who's Mr. Glass.
Never fucking
hit and miss with that guy. I think you wait until this franchise dies in a couple years, and then they're rebuilding, and then you go and take a job like this.
Yeah.
Right now, you can't win a championship here,
it is
and LeBron's going to run you out of town.
Still a top 7 job in sports, though.
it's the number one job in the NBA for sure.
Celtics, Lakers is kind of hand in hand, right?
Yeah. One or the other, I would say.
I hate both, but yeah.
I would still probably say Lakers for the prestige. Sure.
And then baseball, it's Yankees.
Yeah, Red Sox.
I don't know about the Red Sox anymore. They act like a fucking...
I think the Yankees are on a tier above the Red Sox.
The Red Sox do not spend money anymore. It's weird. They act like they're like a small market team.
Yeah. And then what is it, like coaching Notre Dame or Alabama or something?
Alabama's up there.
Bama. Shit. Notre Dame, it's Ohio State, Texas.
I don't know if Notre Dame's up there anymore. With the they have plenty of resources, but you still have that stupid fucking education.
It's just so like storied, you know, like as Urban Meyer's dream job. He would drop everything to coach Notre Dame type of situation.
I don't think he would.
That's what he said. Well, that's what he used to say. Anyway.
And then obviously I'm not counting any of the Euro soccer teams because just
you can't even name their coaches.
Can't. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, but
coaches.
Those are prestigious jobs.
Yeah.
But good for him. I was praying this guy wouldn't fucking leave for this job because they're not going to win. It would have made him look like shit.
Now he's going to, I mean.
Three-peat. I like this guy, dude. He's fucking fun. When they painted him at the NBA Finals the other night and he gave it the old 1-2-3, I was like, let's fucking go.
You got to keep Luke Murray.
Yes.
Bill Murray's kid.
Yeah.
As your assistant coach. He's the one that runs the offense. So.
It's a fun team, dude.
Who's going to stop them? Although I will say Duke has an insane recruiting class coming in this year.
They always do.
But no, this is like even for Duke. This is like peak Calipari recruiting class.
Okay.
Like fucking in. They have five stars coming in this year.
Is Shire already a better coach than Coach K?
Yeah, I was going to say, is he the guy that's bringing in all these recruits?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
Nike, too. They're a Nike school, so.
And then, but UConn, look, dude, Hurley doesn't build on these five stars. Like, at some point, though, the talent's so much that it doesn't fucking matter. But UConn is ranked sixth for overall recruiting for transfer and recruiting.
Okay.
And high schoolers or whatever. Duke is first, obviously. They have five stars and four stars coming in this year, which is just fucking insane. But UConn's sixth, and dude, like, he just builds with dudes. Like, Dan Hurley could have another like six national championships in the next 20 years.
Arkansas is at three, huh?
Oh, yeah. Calipari. Cal brings the recruits.
Yeah.
That's he does.
I'm seeing more and more shit, too, on people's cars driving around. Dead serious. More and more Arkansas stickers everywhere. People are proud of their university here.
You're in Arkansas country.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is any state that's near Texas where you can't get into UT, that's where they go. They go
Dallas, especially.
Dallas.
But after Cal signs, now I'm seeing a lot of bumper stickers pop up.
Football's been down bad. And basketball had like one bad year. One bad year. They've had some good years with what's his name? It just went to USC.
Yeah,
Musselman.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Mus Bus.
But yeah, they're
who good. Was a, he left because he's a California boy.
Yeah,
went home.
I like KJ Jefferson. They had a good football team that one year, years ago with KJ. Yeah. But then the next year, he had no offensive line.
If I had to choose an SEC school, I would probably go Arkansas though, because I don't want to be like a front runner.
I don't know. Georgia's awesome. George, Athens is the best college town I've ever been to in my life.
It's a fun town because it's isolated. You're in the middle
of
nowhere.
It is really fucking
you're
isolated.
You're not going anywhere.
You don't take an interstate to get to Athens.
Fayetteville seems kind of like a real city, though, but also has the college feel.
It's a bigger metropolis for sure. Like, it's on the bigger side of college towns. Like, not like Austin. Austin's not a fucking college town, but yeah, it's decent. I like Fayetteville.
I wouldn't be mad if my kid wanted to go to school there.
I'll tell you where I would never send my child to school, even though it's like kind of cool to visit, is Ole Miss. That is a dog shit college town. There's like two bars. There's nothing there. And a lot of dummies.
What's the worst state in the country?
It's the worst fucking state in the country, too. Yeah.
It's not great.
The only place you can go if you want to get out of there is like you go up to Memphis.
But if your kid's ugly, you send him there and he can marry the hottest girl in the world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Send your ugly sons to Ole Miss and they will crush.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's fun for him. And some say that's more important.
And then they move back to Dallas and have a happy life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you're all good there. Let's see what else we got going on here today. Darvin Ham just signed on with the Bucks to be their top assistant there in Milwaukee with Doc Rivers.
Cool.
Yes.
Enjoy it.
Yes. The two of them together will kill
Should
each other.
Should we be upset that the fucking, in order to sign Dame, the Bucks let Drew Holiday go to their biggest rival in the East?
Tough call on that one, because he wasn't looking great when he was leaving, like towards his end, toward the end.
He was on that team that won the title.
He was, but like the last year of it, it was hit and miss, where it was just like,
he plays awesome defense no matter what.
I love him. And I think he's making a huge difference in this, because he's the one guy who's won a championship and he's making a difference in this. But this makes me laugh, because I don't know if you guys are watching Clipped on FX.
No.
It just started. It's about Donald Sterling and the Clippers.
Yeah.
So
it looks good.
Doc Rivers is being played by Lawrence Fishburne in it.
Yeah.
Which is a great cast. I mean, it's an awesome hire. But they really go into the players and shit. And like, I was unaware that Doc Rivers was talking shit to his players on a fucking daily basis.
Oh, they hated him.
They hated him, and he hated them and thought they were lazy, which it perfectly encapsulates the NBA. Even when he got there, they go through the backstory of Blake Griffin and Chris Paul, and I guess everybody hated Chris Paul behind the scenes.
I mean, he's pretty funny.
I didn't know that.
Prickly motherfucker as well. Yeah, that's I've heard that.
I've never heard that.
I mean,
he's a part of the banana boat crew.
But isn't he like the one banana boat guy that LeBron didn't team up with? Or I guess he didn't team up with Carmelo either.
Yeah, he was never with Carmelo.
No.
Yeah.
Did they not put him on the Lakers towards the end that last year?
No, he's on like the Trailblazers, wasn't he?
Yeah, something like that. But the two of these guys together, Darvin Ham and Doc Rivers, good luck. Good luck, Milwaukee. Yeah, holy shit.
Nothing good is going to happen there. It's over.
They're going to lose Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis is going to leave.
Has he not signed a max extension yet?
But he'll make his way out. That's the NBA.
Yeah.
Nothing's guaranteed.
Nothing is guaranteed. We'll switch on over. Man, I can't believe I'm saying this again. It's been a weekly basis now.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
WNBA?
Nope.
Watched it again this weekend.
I watched it, really testing our patience with how much we give a shit about fucking women's basketball.
I watched an entire fucking game on Friday night.
I did not.
I did. And it was a one-point game. It was awesome.
I'll watch college all day. Sure,
because Caitlin Clark had 30 fucking points, was shooting logo shots all over again, and I was in again.
Okay. It means nothing. It's like watching the XFL. Like, these team names are absurd. The talent levels, whatever. Sure, Caitlin Clark's dope, right? Like, should have made the Olympic team. If they wanted any type of momentum, you would have continued to have her on the Olympic team. For momentum, yes. It doesn't matter. They win a gold medal no matter what. I could be like, they could put
yes.
12 randos yep. on the team that are American, and they'll win the gold medal because the rest of the world's not very good at basketball.
Yeah. It was. It was. It was. It was 93-92. It might have been higher scoring than last night's game.
She put up 30.
Here's the difference. It wasn't layups. It was three pointers. It was just bombs away. And
she
I was like,
going
fuck.
From the logo. I saw the highlights. She was hitting from the logo.
That's fine.
I was in, man. I was in because there's nothing going on right now.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing. So like, it was the only sport to put on. And my wife came home. I think she did Crime Corner or something, and then she came home. She goes, "You watching the WNBA?" And I was like, "Yes." Got Caitlin Clark's going for 30. Like, I don't know. What do you want me to say? Like,
efficient shooting too. She was like over 50%.
She was great. Yeah, 7 for 13. She looked fucking awesome again. And I'm watching this shit now. They moved the game.
I won't
because
watch
there was,
it.
There was extra interest in it.
Yeah.
So the original arena that it was held in had 6,000 that was sold out, and then they asked if they could move it. They moved it to a 21,000 seat arena. And sold out tickets within 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but the stadium was physically bigger than the other ones. So, like, that highlight is misleading.
Yeah.
There was 2,000 less seats.
If the Garden could have fit 20,000 more people in there, 20,000 more people
they
would have
done
been
it.
Been there.
Yeah. Who knows? No.
Yeah. That's where I want to like slam my head against a fucking table. Cause like, I think typically taking cheap shots at women's sports. It's like, you know, it's like a women's basketball game. It's just a lot of layups, right? It's just too easy. And I'm just like, come on, man. It's fun. It's entertainment. Like, it doesn't, they don't need to be the best or the best. Like, if you like college basketball, you're watching, men's college basketball, you're watching dog shit
it's
basketball.
It's awful basketball.
Yeah.
But you enjoy it.
But and man, the pendulum is starting to swing the other way where they have these misleading headlines like that where it's like, come on.
A little bit of heat check.
Let it be.
They don't know how to be in the spotlight either.
No. Those interviews that they've been doing afterwards, oh my God, dude. Somebody's got to coach them. I mean, they need a whole new PR team to come in for the entire WNBA.
Well, listen, you want to be treated the same, you're going to get the same criticisms.
Correct.
Like, guys, if they don't perform...
Dude, this shit... They're in for a world of hurt. And actually, what's funny is, female tennis players know this already. Like, I know we like to shit on Naomi Osaka, but, like, her little breakdown didn't come out of nowhere. Like, it is... They get horrible. They get treated like the men in women's tennis. Like,
you should.
Get brutal questions, all types of shit like that. And that's why, like, tennis players are fucking crazy. But, like, the WNBA is about to have a wake-up call to hear all the crazy shit we say about men's athletes all the fucking time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What?
You're a bum, dude. But watching it, here's my honest assessment now that I've watched, like, five or six of these things, just because of her. I haven't watched any other teams besides her. I think the play is getting better. I think there's more girls that can shoot three-pointers.
I think the play skill, is the same.
The skill, it's elevated a little bit. Like, there's a lot of good players versus before where there was just kind of one or two packing around. So
it's just your audience is still going to be guys because guys are typically sports fans.
Correct.
Women don't give a fuck
they
about
don't.
And any sport.
Even my wife didn't even sit down and watch the end of the fourth quarter.
Oh, my wife has made fun of me many times. I'll have, like, a Mizzou women's basketball game on or like a Mizzou softball game on. She's like, what the fuck are you watching?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm watching your sport.
Your sport that you're supporting.
She's like, stupid.
They
turn
don't support
it off.
Their own.
No.
It's fucking crazy.
Even Jess and my wife was just like, nah, dude, I'm not doing fucking female basketball. And yeah.
And then the few women that do are just like, Caitlin Clark needs to like earn her spot on the team. It's like, no, you probably just want the market employee of
and
her
I
on
mean,
the team.
Dude, wasn't LeBron on his first Olympic team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he probably wasn't.
Christian Laettner was on the dream team. Like,
well, that was bullshit. He beat out Shaq.
Yeah, well, some might say he was better.
He was not.
I think Coach K just kind of juiced that. But like,
he had a better college career.
LeBron was on. True. LeBron was on the first Olympic team he was eligible for, which was pretty early. It was like his second year.
Right.
He was not one of the 13 best players in the NBA,
I don't think. And so here's what they did that was smart versus what these guys aren't is ratings. It's a team sport in the Olympics. Like, we've all seen Olympic basketball.
But we've never given a shit about the women's Olympic team either.
Because they...
Because they always win. They just...
They always win.
Out.
I mean,
the men's,
so why not put her on, bring more eyeballs to the sport.
Literally.
And then whatever happens, you're going to win anyways. Yeah. So just use the moment
correctly.
Is she
playing in the 3-on-3 tournament?
No.
Cameron Brink is.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. As of now, no.
Oh, dude.
But we'll
I don't know
see.
How you don't put Caitlin Clark on the 3-on-3 team at least.
They have the numbers here on what the Lakers actually offered him. So this is a real offer for Hurley, by the way. And I'll just update this story. 6 years, $70 million. And he said no.
Good.
Whew.
Good.
Oh, boy. That's $12 million a year.
You want to deal with the Buss family?
You want to be LeBron's toy?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Right.
$70 million.
So, you know what he did? I think he kind of like...
He went back to stores, and he's like, match this.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
But also, I think he maybe saw like Rick Pitino's trajectory, right? Because Pitino left at the height of his powers to go coach the Celtics, and that turned out whatever.
Turned out pretty well, because he ends up winning a natty. Well, technically not anymore.
Yeah. But I mean, how much more would he have won if he never left?
They ripped the banner down.
Yeah.
He would have won a lot more.
But that tattoo is still on his arm.
Yeah.
Stay. Become a legend.
Yeah. I like Pitino, but that's a lot of fucking money. So this is a real offer. This wasn't at least like internet bullshit here. I mean, you've got an exact offer here, which is pretty wild.
J.J. Redick to the Lakers?
God.
is that what we're left with, I guess?
His podcast co-host, yeah.
I mean, fuck, dude. Does it matter? Because I look at some of those huddles with Darvin Ham, and like, they're not, the players aren't even listening to him.
Why don't they just let LeBron coach the team?
I think
just
he does
be
already.
The player
though.
Coach.
But
just
he does.
Yeah.
He does already.
Who's the last one that did that? Bill Russell?
Probably.
I think it was Magic.
LeBron.
I think it was Magic Johnson.
Here's my pitch. LeBron ejects. He goes back to Miami. He plays with the only good coach he's ever had.
Spoelstra?
Yeah. Him and Jimmy. Why not?
Just one more year?
Yeah.
One more run?
The only way people wouldn't talk shit on LeBron for leaving again to a different team is if he went back to a team he was already on.
Yes.
Not Cleveland?
Honestly,
I would go to Cleveland.
Cleveland's got a nice little core. Donovan Mitchell's there. A good interior with like Evan Mobley and shit like that.
I think you could win with LeBron.
I think Cleveland could win another one in a weak East.
Yeah.
The Warriors are dead. There's yep. The West is like has good teams, but nowhere near the Warriors. Do it again. Get Cleveland another one.
I know. If you're gonna if you care about championships, I think you do it in Miami or Cleveland.
Yeah.
You do it in the East for sure. Stay away from the West.
You go to Indiana.
Who's there?
Halliburton?
Halliburton,
yeah.
A team full of shooters.
Yeah. He would do very well there.
Bring the Midwest a championship.
Even the Sixers were talking about making a play for him at some point, and I don't agree with it.
You want your old coach on your team?
No.
Would you take LeBron?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Because I have personal beef with him. I don't want him.
That's true. You as a person do.
Yeah, I don't want him on my team.
Yeah, you sure don't.
If he brought me happiness and joy, I couldn't enjoy it fully.
It's fair.
It'd be like if Baker Mayfield won a Super Bowl for the Falcons.
Oh.
God. Yes.
Yeah, but you really have no personal beef with Baker Mayfield.
No.
You just don't think he's good.
I don't know him. I don't know.
Your whole thing is you don't think he's good.
Yeah. I don't know him in real life. I've never met him.
LeBron was just a dickhead to me personally, so yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, so
it's
I understand
it's on site.
I understand it. Shaq was a dickhead to us in real life during a production shoot. Steelers fans, God, they're going to hate this. We have a bunch of Steelers fans in Dringer Bros Sports. For whatever reason, they hate Mike Tomlin. I don't understand. I would kill to have Mike Tomlin. He just signed an extension through 2027.
It's a spoiled fan base.
So you got a long time with Mike Tomlin, guys.
It's a spoiled fan base.
They've never given him any
At a certain
dudes.
Point, though, you're like, do we want to just be a perennial 500 team?
They're not even that. They haven't been perennially. That's only the last couple of years.
Think about when they actually gave him dudes. He won two Super Bowls.
Yeah, he had it. Went as soon
Roethlisberger, AB, and those guys, and then he had a good defense, and then a one running back, and he was able to win.
He got
he
one.
Went two. He won one.
He got
Roethlisberger's
one.
First was with Cowher.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. Okay. That was Cowher's. Cowher got his ring.
That's
and
kind of
quit.
The agreement as got a Steeler it. Fan. Like every coach gets one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like the Steelers fans, you're fine. You
Packers,
don't want to know what the other half lives like.
Packers, one, every quarterback gets one.
They made great offseason moves. You got two quarterbacks that are $8.
Yeah, they're the type of team, too. They didn't even have a quarterback last year, and they were over 500.
Yeah.
The amount of coaching, like amazingness that takes to take a quarterbackless team over 500.
Or it's a waste of a good defense.
It is.
It's not his fault, though.
It's not his fault.
It's kind of.
You can't draft Kenny Pickett. And say, good luck.
You're telling me he doesn't have a say in
he
who they draft?
He has a say, certainly. But, like, I mean, he hasn't had anything. He's got something now.
He's
maybe.
Got something now.
Does he?
We'll see.
Maybe.
Speaking of Kenny Pickett, right. The Eagles, by the way, Jalen Hurts said something interesting. I want to ask you about it. They said 90% of the playbook has changed this year. Are they trying to change offenses Philly?
Our OC is Kellen Moore.
Oh, so you guys got a new one?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
We fired all our coordinators, and we hired new coordinators.
Okay, so Kellen Moore is now your new offensive coordinator, and what does he want to do, throw the ball more?
He'd do whatever he did in fucking L.A. and with the Cowboys, so I don't know.
I mean, the Cowboys slung it under him, certainly, yeah.
And so did the Rams. The Rams always chucked it around.
Yeah, and why wouldn't you guys?
He was the Chargers, OC, I think.
Yes, yeah, he was Chargers. Okay. Yeah. But why wouldn't you throw the ball a lot? Look at your fucking receivers.
I know.
Yeah, keep AJ.
And honestly,
happy.
Saquon Barkley is a great receiving running back. I would be tossing the ball
dude.
All the time.
Devonta Smith. I mean, you're loaded there.
My
God. Yeah.
How old is Saquon Barkley? Like 25? It's not like he's an old man.
No, it just seems like it because he's been stuck in
27. He's been in purgatory,
In purgatory forever. Speaking of the NFL, Hard Knocks just signed on with the Bears. You guys good with that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I like it.
Plus, Caleb Williams is so polarizing.
I know.
That what more could you want?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of memes that come out of it.
Oh, my God, dude.
Just
it's going to be endless.
Just from Caleb.
It's going to be endless.
People are going to really hate him.
Yes. And then they just signed Mercedes Lewis.
It's going to be hard for me and Rob to defend him. So
for his 19th season.
It's fine.
Look, I'm able to look at these guys objectively. If he's good, he's good.
It doesn't matter what he says as long as he's putting up numbers.
Yeah, I haven't really heard him talk that much, to be honest with you. Have you guys seen an interview with him?
No, but I don't really care about off-season NFL shit. Like, I don't get super into it.
Yeah, me neither.
Not until August.
Yeah, not like, until it cranks up. I'm with you.
Yeah, what, CeeDee Lamb's not showing up to camp? Cool.
It's like, yeah, I don't care.
It's a contract thing.
Yeah, it's a contract thing with all these guys every single year.
Yeah, there's like
it'll
every,
get figured it out.
Every fucking year, there's 20 dudes who are just hold. Even and sometimes the holdouts aren't even like malicious. You know, like who was the Chiefs lineman who held out last year? Like he was just holding out.
Yeah,
like he wasn't like fuck Andy Reid, fuck this team.
He just held, he didn't say anything.
Yeah, he was just like I would like
more money.
Was
and I'm Jones?
I mean,
I think it was Chris Jones.
Yeah. Which, whatever, he did it. He got it.
And won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All good.
What am I supposed to sit there and like refresh Twitter fucking waiting for Chris Jones news?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll close this out with the Major League Baseball here, and the greatest team in baseball is the Philadelphia Phillies right now.
Yeah, damn right.
Congratulations.
Real first half team. You could tell it's all going to come apart. It's reminiscent of the Eagles this year going 10-0.
Right.
And then they're going to shit the bed after this.
Yeah.
Man, the way the Braves are going, will they even make the playoffs this year?
We are comfortably in a playoff position.
Mm. How's that last 10?
But I'm looking for you to crack like the Liberty Bell.
Braves are 9 games out right now.
Liberty Bell cracks pretty early.
So before the All-Star break, you probably crack thing?
Yeah, you would have to. Yeah. You would have to crack in April.
45-20 for those guys. The only one with a better record is the New York Yankees, 1 game ahead. Yankees are loaded, too.
That was a good series with the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And did you watch the games overseas and all that stuff in London?
A little bit. Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
Why does every American sport got to be
in some
universal?
Other country?
Dude, at least with baseball, you're only losing like 2 out of 80 home games.
And
you
that
know
flight
what I mean?
it's Philly and New York to London's not too bad.
Yeah. Like it's NFL is where it gets really egregious. It's like you only get 8 already. Yeah.
And if you're a Jags fan, you got to be pissed. You lose 2 games a year.
You got 6 home games if you're a Jaguars fan.
Baseball, basketball, that totally makes sense. There's a million games.
Mm-hmm. Why not just do a 3-game series?
I think because of the travel time, they want to give them an extra day.
A day there, a day back.
Yeah, and there is 2-game series. Teams play 2-game series all the time.
I know.
It's just because the schedule is off balance. But yeah, they just wanted to give them extra time, which, fair enough. I like that, though. That's fun for the British. The NFL is where it gets egregious. But they should play a game or two in fucking Korea or Japan, and they should play, I guess, in England, whatever. They should play NHL games in, you know, London or Germany or fucking Norway, whatever.
Russia.
Maybe Russia.
Just put one right in Moscow. You
Let
know?
Putin get fun. On the ice again.
Yeah, he's great.
He
scored 8 goals in his last
against Ovechkin.
Outing. Yep.
Some would say the best in the world if he wanted to be.
Some say he's never lost a step.
If he dared to be.
Yeah, if he dared to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can the Braves come back? What's their fucking problem here?
No.
We're fine.
They're fucking frauds.
Lost 3 in a row.
Yeah, that was bad. We're all right.
I think
right.
We need to look into that 2023 team for some cheating.
He thinks we're banging trash cans.
Some Astros level. We knew the pitch was coming.
When, last year?
Yeah.
No, we
if
lost.
You look at
we
all,
lost in the first round.
No, if you look at all their numbers in the regular season compared to what they are now, they've fallen off a map.
We'll be fine.
Off a cliff.
We have 15 games left against the Phillies alone, and our schedule in the second half is one of the easiest in baseball.
Okay.
So under 500 by August.
We'll be all right. Worst case scenario, we don't win the division. We make the playoffs, and then we don't have to deal with that dog shit bye.
Oh, we get rest. Oh, no.
Well, it's not been great for the Braves, I can tell you that. Jeez. Or anyone the last couple years.
Mm.
It's literally the bye teams are under 500 over 2 years.
Sounds like an excuse.
Get that bye. I hope you win the division.
Yeah.
I want you to win the division.
I want to just to prove you wrong.
Okay. How many have we won in a row, Bob? Divisions. It's been a lot.
6.
Yeah. So that would break the streak.
Yeah, break the streak. It's our second longest streak ever.
We you guys hanging banners for that?
For divisions? Sometimes. We hang World Series banners when we win those. You wouldn't know.
2008.
Were you in kindergarten?
No. I was a senior in high school.
Yeah. It's a long time ago.
It was a great time.
Prime
of
his life, dude.
Yeah.
Prime of his life.
I was like 3 presidents ago.
It was fun, though, watching Harper just absolutely crush a fucking ding-dong over there, like, and be the dude that you're hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, all right, if you're going to send America overseas, at least let him be awesome. And he was fucking awesome.
Bring our sweet baby boy, Mike Trout, home.
Is that realistic? Yes or no? At what point do you not just get rid of him and say, fuck it, we can't win with this guy?
It depends. I mean, if that's all going to come down to you, how much whomever takes Mike Trout can get the Angels to eat on his contract. which is the second biggest, I believe.
It is, yeah, yeah.
Behind Otani. I mean, he's.
I mean,
like
you always like to reference it.
He's got a $500 million contract.
Yeah.
Like, it's not and he doesn't play.
No, he's out for an extended period of time.
So
I'm sorry, is there a salary cap?
No, there's not. And you guys are one of the, I mean.
We spend
money.
There's
probably like 10 to 12 franchises that can afford to spend that type of money, and the Phillies are certainly one of them, so.
Is he scheduled to come back at all this year?
Yeah, he should be back some point in the second half this year.
Is it unrealistic to think that maybe the Phillies could trade for him midseason?
No, not at all.
They just have to eat that contract.
They have to eat a lot of shit, yeah.
How many years and where's he at, I guess?
I want to see how many years he has left on his contract, yeah.
He definitely signed like a 10-year contract.
He
right?
did.
Oh,
he
yeah, it was massive.
Contract.
It was massive, but I don't know when he signed it and when he can get out of it.
Is he even under that contract yet?
Yeah, he's 32. He is in a 12-year, $426 million contract that he signed 5 years ago. So he's got 7 years left on the contract.
That's not a bad.
That's not terrible. So you're probably looking at 250 out there.
Honestly, $35 million a year. That's it gets cheaper every year, right? All these contracts get cheaper every year. It becomes every time you see that huge contract, it
market
becomes a
goes
discount.
Up. Yeah,
yeah. So
where would he fit in that lineup if they were able to do that?
I would hit him first or second.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to get him as many at bats as possible. He's got the on base percentage. I would probably hit him first because Kyle Schwarber needs to be anywhere else other than hitting first.
Hit bombs.
Yeah
why not?
Or strike out.
I guarantee you if they got Mike Trout, he would hit first or second.
Okay. That's interesting. It'd be a fun team if they end up doing it.
Yeah, because they for some reason Trey Turner doesn't hit first on that team. So
because they want Schwarbo bombs.
They want Schwar bombs, yeah.
Schwar bombs, too.
You don't even know it. You don't even say it right.
Schwarbo bombs.
It's Schwar bombs.
Schwarbo bombs.
God damn it.
UFC, by the way, real quick. Here, I know I said it was the last one. I'll go one more. It appears like Connor might be healthy enough to fight.
Who knows? They're keeping us in the dark for some reason.
Weird, isn't it? But he posts training footage. Nobody knows if it's...
Could have been weeks
exactly.
ago.
Could have been weeks ago. Who knows? But they also haven't announced a replacement yet, so I don't know.
Chandler's back home, isn't he? I thought he left his camp.
Did he really?
Yeah, I think he went back to Tennessee.
Okay.
So we'll that's not a good sign.
No, it's not. We'll keep an eye on it. But I don't know anything about it. I'm just seeing these weird posts left and right. And again, they have not canceled it.
It's coming up pretty quickly. I don't know if they want Jamal Hill to headline another UFC pay-per-view.
Yeesh. What do you do?
I think they're trying to get Max to, if Connor's out, have Max defend the BMF belt against Chandler.
Yeesh. That's a lot. You'd have to cut him a
check
for that.
You'd have to pay Max a lot of money to do that.
$3 million probably, right?
Because he's already a number one contender in like maybe two divisions.
And if he loses, that would fucking suck. And it's a hard fight. Probably not that bad for him.
It's not a hard fight, no.
Yeah.
Chandler stinks.
So,
yeah.
Why not do it? Give him $3 million and at least try to save some of the gates. Because the gate is also what they'd be pissed off about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you do with that ticket wise.
Also, if you're an Irishman that like booked your flight to Vegas.
Oh God. That's so much money, dude. Those flights, even coach, are like $4,000.
Right. You spend all that money on the actual arena ticket.
Yep. UFC tickets are not cheap either, man.
No.
So you're looking at a 10K trip there for one person. Pretty much all
to see
in.
See Connor.
See the pride of your country, the pride of Ireland.
I don't think a lot of Irish people. There's like a lot of Irishmen that hate Connor.
Is there?
Punches old men at bars.
Well, that guy was asking for it.
He ate it, though.
He did. That motherfucker didn't move. He took a drink afterwards, too.
That's fucking Ireland.
It is Ireland, man. No, it is Ireland. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Join us live on Patreon here at the top of the hour for Drinking Bros Fake News. In the meantime, go to iTunes, rate this show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.